Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. It's a Democratic convention update from St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum. He is covering the convention for us in Philadelphia, and he's up first. Jason, good to have you back.
Good to be here, Don.
Jason, did last night change anything for Missouri's Bernie supporters?
I think so. I've said for a while that I would say the majority of the Bernie Sanders delegates are fairly pragmatic and realistic, and they want to extend the momentum of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign to local and state races. There certainly is an element that is deeply, deeply disappointed with the outcome and distrustful of Hillary Clinton. And that segment may not have been convinced by Sanders' appeal to vote for Clinton. I will say, though, that Sanders himself came to the Missouri delegation's breakfast and made a short appeal to everybody in the crowd to get behind Clinton and get against Trump. And the reception, obviously, was very friendly from both the Clinton and Sanders supporters. And I think Sanders is doing a lot of that this morning to make sure that his supporters are in line with what he said last night at the convention.
Do they feel that his endorsement of her last night was a full-throated endorsement?
It was interesting because I was outside the convention hall listening to the speech through my Marantz, and it took him a decent amount of time to get to the point where he said, Hillary Clinton must become our next president. That's paraphrasing what he said. And it did take a little bit, but then I think he really got rolling and he made a pretty full-throated case that Clinton should be president and Donald Trump shouldn't be president. It was certainly not like what happened with Ted Cruz at the Republican National Convention, as evidenced by the fact that Sanders got a very warm response from the crowd. Many of the people were huge supporters of him.
What was the buzz this morning with regard to the other star power out there last night, Michelle Obama and Elizabeth Warren?
I think people were very impressed by Michelle Obama's speech. St. Louis Alderman Jack Coder says it's a speech that people will be remembering for years to come. I think that they were also satisfied with Elizabeth Warren's keynote address as well. This morning, besides Sanders, the Missouri delegation got to hear from Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. And there is a Missouri connection there because Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Roy Temple was a political consultant with that successful campaign in 2014. And the delegation also heard from U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Kansas City Democrat who also used to be the mayor of that city. And in a very moving speech that was almost 40 minutes long, I think he talked about the need not only to hold strong for democratic values, but also to be compromising in a sense that the Congress should be working toward actually accomplishing things. And he often talked movingly about his own family and the trials and tribulations that went about it. And it just sort of cemented Cleaver's place as one of Missouri politics' greatest orators, for sure.
What about the move by Debbie Wasserman Schultz yesterday to kind of remove herself from the proceedings? Was that endorsed by the delegation?
I think so. I was there for when the gavel got struck, so to speak. And I think the fact that Stephanie Rawlings Blake did it as opposed to Debbie Wasserman Schultz was definitely a move that avoided a lot of tension. I think it also helped that after that occurred, Boys to Men came out and entertained the crowd greatly. They're from Philadelphia. They were one of the most popular musical acts of the 1990s. And I think that set a decent tone. I know from news reports that there was some booing at times from Bernie Sanders delegates at certain speakers. I wasn't in the convention for all of those moments, but I think at least for that start, it basically diffused what could have been an explosive situation.
Well, the 1990s, as you just mentioned, will be revived somewhat tonight when former President Clinton takes to the lectern What are they talking about amongst the delegates about that appearance?
Well, Bill Clinton is probably one of the best extemporaneous speakers of our lifetimes. I've seen him speak several times and have been just very impressed by his speech-making ability. And obviously, I've seen some very impressive Republican speakers as well. And this must be an interesting moment for him because he's spoken at a lot of Democratic conventions, either as a keynote speaker, as president of the United States, as a former president. Now he's going to be in a position where he's trying to get delegates behind his wife, who is a presidential candidate. It's really an unprecedented thing in American history. And Bill Clinton has a lot of support among a lot of different Democratic factions. And I think that people are looking forward to what he has to say tonight.
Jason, it's Rachel. Do you get a sense that the same divide that kind of exists between the younger wing and the older wing of the party, do delegates in Missouri and elsewhere view Clinton as someone who could work to still unite that? Or is he viewed more in sort of the centrist Tim Kaine pandering to the middle kind of light that a lot of the Bernie supporters think is wrong with the Democratic Party?
I think it depends on who you ask. I think, as I said on the outset, I think that there are some even younger members of the Bernie Sanders delegation who I think are realistic about what happens from here. And by realistic, I mean that Sanders is not going to be the presidential nominee, but they should use his candidacy in a constructive way. Others are, I think, and it doesn't even matter if it's young or old. There are elements of the Bernie Sanders movement that just really distrust Hillary Clinton on a lot of levels. I think that they're going to vote for him, or I think they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton over Trump, but that doesn't necessarily mean they approve of everything that Clinton has done or is promising to do.
Jason, this is Dave. What do the Missouri delegates hope to hear from Hillary Clinton on Thursday?
I think that they want to hear basically her provide a case of why she should be president of the United States. Especially talking to some Bernie Sanders delegates, I think one of the things that they have not really liked is that much of the rhetoric is just an opposition campaign against Donald Trump, which is to be expected. There's opposition campaigns against any opposing presidential nominee. But I think that they want to hear a concrete, detailed vision about what you would actually do as president, not just why Trump is an unacceptable choice. And, you know, you kind of have gotten hints based off of some of the speakers. There was obviously a bunch of labor leaders last night. So I think that there's a sense that she'll be a stalwart of organized labor. I think you're going to hear tonight from mothers of people that were killed in police-involved killings. So I think criminal justice reform or overhauling criminal justice laws is going to be another thing. And I think that there's also going to be an emphasis on college affordability and fairness. So I think that those are the types of things Clinton needs to talk about from talking with some of the delegates, and as well as I'm sure that they also want to hear a case against Trump as well.
Time for you to go to lunch, my friend. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Don.
That's Jason Rosenbaum in Philadelphia. Back in a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.